quickly the days that unnumbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draw nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so careless forgotten their God. While he warned off the danger that he hastened their path, but they heed not the mercy, they heed the Lord's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, their heart will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercy of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that this kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and greed will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the prop of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and greed will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so wordlessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Give them the roses while they live, trying to cheer them on. Useless the flowers that you give after the soul is gone. Wonderful things of folks are said when they have passed away. Roses adore the narrow bed over the sleeping clay. Give them the roses while they live, trying to cheer them on. Useless the flowers that you give after the soul is gone. Praises are heard not by the dead, roses they cannot see. Let us not wait till souls have fled, generous friends to be. Give them the roses while they live, try to cheer them on. Useless the flowers that you give after the soul is gone. Faults are forgiven when folks lie, cold and the narrow bed. Let us forgive them ere they die. Now should the words be said, give them the roses while they live, trying to cheer them on. Useless the flowers that you give after the soul is gone. They used to sing that back in the colony. And I was thinking about that, you know. Give them the roses while they live, you know. They sing it when somebody dies, you know. But the thing is, they got no roses to give. Mm-hmm. How can something that's corrupt, that Hutterite system is controlled by Satan. Let's just be honest. I didn't know that when I was in there. I heard him sing the song, give them the roses while they live. But now when the Lord took me out and he let me look back into reality, what that system is about, that the Satanists here that are in, how can something that's corrupt give any roses? You know what I'm saying? How can you give them something when the whole environment is programmed to gear, there is no roses there to give? They can't give them the truth, you know.
No, they
can't. It's all up. It's all just a show.
That's why I always got so depressed on the colony when they sang that song. You know, when I look back now, it's because they have nothing to comfort really a soul. They when they were on their deathbed, they have nothing to comfort that person with because they don't have it. It's just a religious organization. They can't comfort them because it's not built on the Word of God.
They can't give them the truth. They give the foundation. The very thing when they come up to a certain age, what they do? They force them. They coerce them. They drive them into making a pact with the devil with that diabolical, satanic, phony, artificial baptism that Satan has introduced at Nicaea, Rome. And I tell you, I was in there and I was trying to do some good things because the Lord has saved me. But, you know, you can't get your footing. I thought about that during the night, you know. I thought there's a lot of good things I could have done, but I didn't because I didn't know why I couldn't get no footing. But then I just kept crying out to the Lord. I just wanted to do something that has any value, but I couldn't because I was living in an environment that's completely against anything godly, anything Christian. And I didn't know that. It wasn't until the Lord took me out of there. And now when I look back, I can see why I wasn't being fruitful because there's nothing in that. And I was living in an environment. You can't produce no fruit. You can't give nobody any roses because there's nobody, no roses there to give. You know what I'm saying? But we went to a funeral the last couple of weeks. We went to two funerals and they talk good about these people, that especially that Judy that we went to her funeral. What a wonderful life she had, and not but good things to say, wonderful things the folk have said when they've passed away. Roses were there and flowers over the sleeping clay. But it's all phony. It's not real. I look, we step back and we look. The reality of that life is nothing but a trap of the devil. And then the thing of it is, when they die, they got all the good things to say about her and how good a Christian she was. No, she was not a good Christian because she died with that Lou Gehrig's disease. You got to face reality. And then, like I say, they sing the song, give them the roses while they live. Well, in that environment, you really don't have any roses to give. Let's just be honest. And, you'd like to. I was thinking when I get up around 4 or 5, and I think just lay there, and I was thinking over the lot of things, good things I would have I would have loved to do for people. But when you do anything like in that environment, when you do anything godly or anything Christ-like, you're looked upon, you're discouraged, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not making any excuses, but that whole environment is so corrupt. And I wish I could have done better. I wish I could have done more. But, you know, it's no use wishing you could have done. But whatever I did or didn't do, it brought me to where I am today. And now I can tell people the truth. I can tell people exactly what's out there, how it works. And you and I are the only two people that will really give them the roses while they live, because we got roses to give. We got the truth. We got a truth to give to people, and we're not ashamed of it, because we got that program. We got it down pat, and that's the only thing that isn't this world is this truth. The church here to Laodicea, we're telling people the truth that God did send a prophet, and if people can only get themselves to a place where they can believe what we're saying. And that's the roses. That's the roses that we're giving them while they're still here. I don't know what anything better to give to people than give them the truth. Mm-hmm. Give them the crystal clear truth. And for doing that, we're being persecuted. We're being shunned. We're being told, lied about, all because we're actually doing what it says. Give them the roses. Just like Jesus, when he came down to help people, what did he do? They crucified him. That's just the human nature of the thing. It's just that thing out there. It's just a farce, you know, when they sing these songs and these other iconic, and it's just a song, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not real. I couldn't live in that environment anymore because it's not really. It's a farce. It's phony. Like I say, sometimes I wake up, but sometimes I think about these things. What I could have done a lot more. Well, whatever, like I say, whatever I did or didn't do, I'm at a good place now. It brought me to where we are today, and we're in a good place now, and only now can we actually give people what this song says. Now we can give them the roses. Now we can give them the truth. Because back then we didn't have a truth. We were just as deceived as they all were. Mm-hmm. And that's all that we ever wanted in life. And to find the Lord saw our desire and our passion. All we wanted to find is great God. And then tell the people about it. And that's what we're doing. We're telling people about the truth. About Laodicea. The church, Asian Laodicea, is naked. It's blind. It's wretched. It's poor. It's everything that's not godly. And then now, buy of me gold. Get into the ministry of that apostolic and that prophetic ministry. And then you will have something to dress people with. But out there, you don't have nothing. How can you give people roses when you don't have any roses, when you're in an environment where they protest against it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you tell that you're a Christian now, and then, like they do, they kick you out. Just like the Sodom Mijamea. I used to wonder what that means. Religion will kick you out if you're a Christian. Just that simple. You can be religious in there if you want to, but it doesn't mean nothing. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Oh,
Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
My God, ich bin entschieden, auch ewig dein zu sein. Ich kann ja ohne Frieden und ohne dich nicht sein.
My God, ich bin beschieden, ewig dein zu sein. Ich kann ja ohne Frieden und ohne dich nicht sein. My God, ich bin beschieden, ewig dein zu sein. Ich kann ja ohne Frieden auch ohne dich zu sein. My God, I am determined forever thine to be. I cannot live without thee, for peace is found in thee. My God, I am determined forever thine to be. I cannot live without thee, for peace is found in thee. My God, I am determined forever thine to be. I cannot live without thee, for peace is found in thee. Let's just love Jesus, that's why we gather here in His presence. Nothing else matters. Worship His name, adore Him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in His presence. Nothing else matters. Worship His name, adore Him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in His presence. Nothing else matters. Worship His name. Adore Him with praise.
Right here and now,
our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for another day of life. Many things You do for us, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that we'll just never take things for granted, Lord. We live in an environment that with all this wealth and all the riches around the world, we just sometimes happen to come to a place where we take it for granted, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that we'll always be mindful of Your care and keep. We just pray, Lord, once again, that You will use us for Your glory. Do with us as You see fit, Lord. We wish we'd have done that back in the day, Lord, but allow You to take a charge of our lives, because we've missed many opportunities when we didn't give You the chance, when we didn't give You, allow You to have full control of our lives. And Lord, now we're coming up to the age of accountability, and Lord, we just pray that You'll use us for Your glory, for Your honor. Do with us as You see fit. Use our lips, our vocal cords, and everything that's involved to try to bring out the truth in this end time and these closing days of time, to inform people what's going on out there and where it's at and just what's happening, Lord. We just thank You that You prepared us for the hour and time that we're now living in, Lord. We just pray You'll forgive us of our shortcomings, our trespass, the many opportunities we've missed down to life, and just continue to do with us as You see fit, Lord. I pray You'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. Like we were saying, at least now, you know, what You went through in life and bring us to this place. I heard this guy said, what would you do different? Well, couldn't come up with nothing He would do different. And He said, whatever I went through in life, I'm at a good place now. This brought me to a good place. Mm-hmm. That's what we can truly say. Whatever, all the opportunity we missed, whatever it was, we're at a good place now. We have a truth. And we're at a place where we can tell people the truth. We can tell people what's at. What they do with it, well, that's out of our control, because we have something to give people. We have a truth. We have an end time truth. We have a living reality. We're living in reality. We're living in a place exactly where the God of heaven saw this end time taking shape, and He told us everything that we need to know, and He let us know what it's going to be like. Seducing spirits, doctrines of the devil. He said it's going to be very hard in the end time to be a Christian, and over the years, the Lord has trained us. He has given us, and He has prepared us for the day and hour that we're now living in. And we sing that song every day. Quickly, the days that are numbered pass by. And it says here, well, He warned us of the dangers that lie in the path, but to heed not His mercy, and to kindle His wrath, and just keep kicking the can down the road and hoping against hope nothing will happen. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasures, your heart will be there. That's just the way it is. If you have pleasures in the things of this world, that's where your heart is. It's just that simple. That's why the Lord gave us this song. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus, they daily downtrod. That's the environment that we're living in. Yes. God in His heaven, mm-hmm. He must look down in pity. For those who so carefully forgotten their God. That's all that environment is out there. That this wealth and this riches and the church age of Laodicea is, you think you're rich, you're miserable and you're blind and you're naked. And then He says, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. That's what we got. We got that gold because it's the minute, the only thing in Laodicea is the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And the church word, they kicked them out. They don't have nothing to do with them. They won't even tell their people about God sending a prophet. I was listening to a little bit on the internet. Sometimes I go in and I listen to some of these preachers, and here they are beating their gums together and talking to that whole congregation, telling them that they're all going in the rapture, when they don't even know A, B, C that God sent the prophet. They know nothing about Laodicea. And in order to go in the rapture, you have to believe the message for your day in order to be clothed. You can't go in the rapture if you're naked, you're blind, you're wretched, and you don't have no eyes. Then he says, I buy of you gold tried in the fire. That's the ministry of Raymond and Jackson, and the ministry of that prophetic ministry and that apostolic ministry here in the church age of leaders, because that is the only thing that you will find in the scripture that will dress them. And believe you me, you can't go in there naked. There's no way that God will accept anybody in that rapture that's naked. And here this guy telling the people, that he had probably thousands of people sitting at that congregation there, telling them they're dead. The rapture's just up the road, and as long as they're sitting at this church, you're all going to go in the rapture. We'll all be taken away. Well, it's a lie. It's not true. You have to be connected to that end time message. It's just that simple.
That's right. Like on the colony, when you always sang that song, "Give them the roses while they live." See, like I said before, they really have nothing to comfort a person with when they are on their deathbed, except for their religion. But they cannot give it to you, anything to you. And that's what, when I was young, I was wondering what it was that, you know, you have to find out who God is and what this life is all about. And God puts you on a journey through this life and to get to know what he requires of man. And that's what, when I walked through my journey, when he saved me, and then when I was 27 years old, there was something in me that knew that even though the Lord had saved me, there's something more that I did not have. And it was really the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. And that's what these people are missing. And even the church world at large out there, they're missing that, because that's the only thing. When I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, that's when I was able to say I found it. Mm-hmm. And see, that was all like walking through a journey. Like, you try to help people along the road of life, but how can you help them if you have not found it yourself? Mm-hmm. You know, you're still on this journey of searching for what is really going to satisfy that hunger, that longing that's in you. And then finally, when I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, that's when I was able to say I found it. And now that we found it, we're able to bring it to the people and share it, what we found and where our journey has led us to. Like, up until then, it was all a journey towards that. And you were trying to find that place that God had created for us and what he requires us to do. And like you said, you could help more people along the way, the road of life, but you can only help them to the extent that God has able to show you. But now that he's given us this platform, we're able to walk people through what God really requires of this age.
I was still in tonight, this morning, maybe I got up around 4:30, and I was thinking about, the Lord brought this episode to my remembrance. Back in the colony, we had you got your boss, your fire boss, and like I say, you're wishing you could have done more. But this Dave, the money guy, the boss, I got along pretty good with him. I went over that the life with him. You know, he was the boss, but then he was dying from cancer. You know, and I went to see him, and there was really nothing much I could say, but. This morning when I was laying there, I wish I would have told him that, I really would not have wanted to live without knowing him, you know, because he was actually good to me. He let me do my thing, and I wished I could have told him. I was laying there this morning. I thought to myself, I wish I could have told him when he was still here, when he was dying with cancer. I wish I could have said, Dave, I really would not have wanted to live here without you being boss. You know, you're good to hang out with. Things like that, you know. And really, I wouldn't have had to lie about it, but there's something I couldn't say. But like I say this morning, if I would have had that opportunity again, like, you know, knowing what I know today, I would have told him. I would have told him right to his face, I really enjoyed having you around. I like your company and everything. Yeah, you got your good point, but you got your bad points too. But you talk about the good thing. See, then I would be giving them the roses while they live.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's what I thought this morning. And then the Lord gave me that song, "Give them the roses while they live." Well, we're trying our level best every morning to give people something that has eternal value, something that will take them over this hump, over this world that we're living in. Mm-hmm. If they can only get themselves to a place where they believe what we're trying to tell here, it will take them to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And what we're doing, we're actually giving them the roses while they live, because there's only one thing to give people. That's the truth. That's what we're doing here. We're putting our life on. We lost everything. We're giving every ounce of our strength. Everything that we have and do is accumulated in this here message. Give them the roses while they live. Give them the truth. Let people know that God did send their prophet, and he's closing days of time, and the churches are the church of Laodicea. And then what you're going to be doing, you're going to be dressing with that, with put on garment, with dressing them with that fine garment. Give them that gold tried in the fire. Give them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Give them that eyesight. If they can only get themselves to faith, where they can get themselves to believe, never mind all the persecution you're going to get. You're going to be ousted and whatever they'll throw at you. But if you can only get yourself to that place where you believe what we're trying to say, you'll end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's the best thing that we can give people. If there's anything out there, if I had $1 million, I would gladly give it to them. But money doesn't do it.
Well, the Hutterite environment is not an environment where people compliment each other. Because it's an environment, there was a lot of jealousy and a lot of animosity there. And it's just a simple fact. Like, I remember one time I complimented this woman. I said, you know what, you should smile more often because your whole face lights up and it looks so nice. Somebody heard me and she made a comment to me that, you know, I don't think that's a good idea what you told her, you know.
So yeah.
It's really an environment that is built on negativity, because it's really not a place that promotes complimenting people and lifting them up and building them up positively.
Yeah, now when we can look back and we can see what the problem is. Like, we keep saying over and over again, they get baptized into the satanic, they're coerced to get the bigger pact with the devil, to get baptized into this diabolical satanic baptism. How can you flirt anything spiritual when you have made a pact with the devil through that coercion? When you come up to the age of accountability, what the devil does, he's got that carbon copy there, that phony, diabolical satanic baptism. What good can come off an environment like that? Like, we had to be kicked out of there, and now when we look back, we know exactly what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you wish you could have done more, but how can you do something when the whole environment that you're in is the opposite of what you'd like to do? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now we can look back and we can find out and we can see, we can tell people what the problem is. The problem is, you're baptized in that satanic baptism. Well, just forget about that garbage and just accept what we're trying to tell you here, and God will somehow make a way for you because you'll end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb, because it says, for whosoever will. How many mistakes you made.
I believe a lot of the Hutterites are going to go into the millennium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they'd be duped, but it's not their fault. It's the fault of the leadership. It's that spirit that's driving them.
That's right. But it's all about that religious spirit and the spirit of Nicaea Council, that phony baptism that has controlled this world. And when you will look at what happened to the Protestant era, they did the same thing what happened to Roman Catholicism. They organized, and that's what they did in the early 1900s. They realized, you know, there's so much division among us. Every truth that God had restored, they were starting to organize, and there was divisions because the Lutherans didn't agree with the Methodists, and the Methodists didn't agree with the Lutherans, and the Presbyterians, and Knox, and everyone that was, every truth was involved. So they decided they're going to create this World Council of Churches to unite and to see the, and in the same token, they formed this image to the beast, an image that the same form that the old Roman Empire, the same concept was made, and that's where that whole New World Order stuff, that globalist regime comes in. They wanted to make something that they control the whole world in. Mm-hmm. But God gonna only let things go so far. Just like when Lucifer made his decision, he's gonna go up against the Most High and be like the Most High. But that's as far as God allowed him to go. That's when he shut him off. That this is it. And that's where Lucifer was cast down from his position of authority, and he lost his anointing, and he became weak, and he had nothing more to offer. And that's why he just repeats his same old diabolical
cycle. He still got the same ambition.
He still does. And that's why you see what's transpiring in the world today. It's driven by Satan. He wants to still have that same ambition to be like the Most High. But then God only let him go so far, and all this that you see out there is only gonna go so and so far, and that's God gonna call it into judgment.
That piece of garbage that get down in Ottawa, he's a first class globalist. He's the worst of the worst. Every time you see him, your stomach turns upside down.
He doesn't even look like a human being.
Yeah, he looks more like something that the cats dragged in. Mm-hmm. He's not normal. He's not a guy normal. There's nothing normal about the guy because he's a first-class globalist. He's part of that that form, you know, and that's part of that satanic ambition that Satan had back in that prehistoric hour when he wanted to go up, like you were saying, he wanted to go up against God. And he still has the ambition to control the world. That's mm-hmm. why this globalist junk is out there. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, it ain't going to go nowhere. It ain't going to come to fruition.
No.
You don't have to worry about this globalist stuff. God lets it go so far. That's right.
And it's really, when you look out, because of this global environment that they have created in this world setting, that there's a lot of war on words. Like one group, they're making out Russia to be such the boogeyman.
Yeah.
And in it all, it's behind it all, is the Vatican is driving that mm-hmm. spirit. So, but God allowed communism to come in, so to kind of thwart Roman Catholicism. That's what it's all about, is when you have two forces, then they fight each other, and in the same token, like Roman Catholicism is held back from gaining its control that it really would like the devil is held back from that. So mm-hmm. God allows these situations to arise for a reason. And when it's all going to be said and done, he's going to call it into question, and it's going to be all
dismantled.
Yes, and judged. And it'll all come into judgment one day, all this wickedness. And that's what the whole purpose of the redemption cycle is, all going to one day be redeemed and purified and brought back to God.
And we like to help people. That's what mm-hmm. we're about. And I remember back in the day, I was buying lottery tickets when it would get very expensive because I had this idea in my head. If I had lots of money, I could help people, you know. And I remember going into, I was trucking at that time. I think I told you that before, but I'm just coming to a point here how the natural man, he would like to help people. And I thought the only way I can help people is I could give them, go pay off their house mortgage and do things like that. Do everything with money. And I remember going into California, and I stopped in at the truck stop in Belgrade, Montana. I know exactly where it was. I know that Flying J truck stop there. And I looked, went into the truck stop, and here I saw in the newspaper $286 million tomorrow night's lottery. Oh, man. Oh, $286 million. And my head went into a tailspin. Oh, I came up with a lot of people I could help. Man, I didn't know there were so many people that I knew that I could help and just pay off their debt and their mortgage. And then I thought, well, I'll sleep on it. I'll see what I'll do. And then during the night, I got out of sleep. I was just going into a frenzy about the people I could help. And if I could only get my hands on that $286 million. And I tried to bring the Lord in it to give me the numbers that I need to get this lottery ticket.
Did you work yourself into a trance?
Yeah.
Find these numbers?
Into a frenzy. I got to get this number so I can get the $286 million to help all these people out there.
Oh, dear.
Trying to bring the Lord in on this pipe dream mm-hmm. that I had. Well, the Lord did show up. And he gave me an ultimatum. You're going to have to decide right now who you're going to trust. You're going to put your trust in that lottery ticket, or you're going to put your trust into me. And of course, I didn't go buy the lottery ticket because I decided I'll put my trust in the Lord. And then I'll have something. And then what the Lord did, he gave us this truth. And now we have a lottery ticket. We have a code that all you got to do is think you first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. The message for your day is the righteousness. And then all these things then you'll have all these things. And there was my lottery ticket. I didn't even know it. I didn't even know it was that simple. The other day we went down to the store and this old guy came out. He was in a can I thought to myself, you shouldn't be even out driving. You can hardly walk. But he came out. Here he had a lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. I think you asked him what he's going to do with that lottery ticket.
Yeah, I said, so if you win the lottery, he had a $649 in his hand. If you do win it, ask him, what are you going to do with that money? So he goes, oh, I've got a lot of places that I can send it to.
I got a lot of people that I'm going to help. I said, I used to be in that pipe dream. It's all it is a pipe dream. It's just the devil, eh?
That's all it is. I'll give you a comparison of how this works. Humanity wants to be helped under their conditions. Now, yeah. God sent a prophet. I'll show you the picture of how man wants to be helped. God sent a prophet, and he said, let's get back to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. In it all was everything. In it all, God had it all. But no, they didn't want it. That was the help, the very best that God had mm-hmm. to offer. In that package is your whole everything, financial security, physical safety, and everything is in that package. But man wants help under their circumstances yeah. and under their conditions. Give me $1 million and I can do whatever I want. But God had a simple program. Let's get back to the Word of God. And they rejected it.
Yeah.
So that's the help that when people say they want to help people, well, mm-hmm. that's the help that God wanted to give to people and they didn't want it.
I didn't know back then when the Lord came, you're going to have to make up his decision. Were you going to trust me or that lottery ticket? I didn't know that the Lord was handing me out this truth to tell it to people and that he was already manufacturing, getting us to the place where he'll bring you on board and he set up this website just do more than a lottery ticket, and now we can tell the whole world wherever this thing goes, and they can have a lottery ticket that's worth a lot more than all that, all the money. Because here at the end of the day, where that song says, what does it say here now? Where it says, he said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. That's what that lottery ticket stuff, all I could have come in later with that $1 million, all more that stuff here, that's going to be burned up, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you have the message for your day, if you have clothed yourself with that gold, you have that gold tried in the fire, then that is the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson and Brother Brennan. And all we are doing, we're holding a line on the truth so that people can dress themselves with the, in these closing days of time, with the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson and Brother Brennan. That's all we're doing. And you got your lottery ticket. You got more than a lottery ticket, because with a lottery ticket, you only have money. And then at the end of the day, just like it says here, how foolish it will be when all that stuff is going to be melted away from fire and great heat. But the things that has eternal value, it cannot be melted away, because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that will stand, is the truth for your day. It's just that simple. And we're trying, we're putting all, like I say, we're putting all our resources in to tell people the truth, to give them a real biblical lottery ticket. We're giving them the roses while they're still alive, because that's the only thing that you can give people. That thing out there, it's not real. The world is not real. It's just a laboratory to test us and to prove it, to see if we're going to be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration, into that millennial reign. Somehow the Lord's going to make it happen. I know it's hard to fathom that you're going to live for 1,000 years, but you're going into a different environment. You're going to get, it's completely different. And we've just only got 3 years left, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't have that much more time left. And I tell you what, the things that we're telling you is all scripture. We know about that midnight cry, that in 1963. That's why we keep saying it over and over again, so it becomes established in your heart that, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you only got 3 years left. Because at midnight there was a cry, and 1963, February 20, there was a cry. And that's the church age of Laodicea. It's the middle of the church age of Laodicea. And 1906 was the beginning, and then 63 was the middle, and then the end of it was 2021. And now from 2021, you count, and you got 7 years left, and then the day of the Lord. It's so simple, but it has to become reality in your life. That's why we keep saying it over and over and over again, because Peter said, I know you know these things. I told you it before, but it has to become established in your heart that you can actually believe it, to the point where you actually not afraid to go tell your neighbor. Go tell somebody about it. That's how it has to be. It has to be real to you. This thing is so real to you and I that we actually tell people. And we're not going to be put to shame, you know, because at the end of the day, we'll be right, you know. We won't be right about the rapture, because we don't know when the rapture is. But we do know exactly when God's going to restore Israel, because he was asked, will you at that time once again restore Israel? And he's telling these people back there, it's not for you to know. You're not going to be living in that time frame. But I'm going to tell people that are living in that time frame exactly. And you and I, we know exactly right to the date. February 28th is the middle. October the 15th, 2021 is the end of it. Then the 7 years starts. And at the end of 7 years, you're going to see Jesus comes down, exactly what they see. That's what they saw. That's what John saw in the book of Revelation. He saw that mighty angel come down with a big chain, took it and tied Satan up and threw him out in down in hell. He's going to be hell for 1,000 years. He's going to be down there tied up. He can't do any damage. And all his demons, they got to go with him. And then after 1,000 years, he's let loose to go out to deceive the mortals, to test the mortals that were born throughout the millennium. It's a perfect blueprint, a perfect system foolproof system. We just happened to, the Lord, by rich and mercy, just happened to give us this mandate to tell people the truth. Because he knew that was our makeup. We know that we're not going to be ashamed to tell people the truth. He knew that we're not going to buckle. He knew that we're not going to compromise under pressure. He knew we're going to go straight through no matter what people say, do, or think. And so he honed us out and he prepared us and he gave us all this information so that we can tell the people. We can give them a spiritual lottery ticket. That's really all it is. I mean, imagine going to the marriage supper of the Lamb when all hell breaks loose down here and you got something that you can, you got a truth that will take you there. You're dressed with that revelation of the end time. Imagine that. And because everything's going to go up in smoke. The Bible says so. So that's just what we're doing here. We're just telling people, giving them the roses while they live. When I was in that calling, I didn't have no roses to give. I wanted, I was thinking about that guy, like that boss. He was good to me. I wished I would have told him that back when he was dying of cancer, you know, it would have encouraged him. But I missed it because I didn't have nothing to give him. All I could have given was more religion. Mm-hmm. You want to pray?
Heavenly Father, we come before you, give you thanks for another day of life, for everything you've done for us, that you've made this great plan, Lord, and you've let us in on it, and we're able to share it with people, what you've done in this hour, what you've provided for people, Lord, that this is a laboratory that you're testing people, and then people will have the opportunity to go into that millennium reign, Lord, and where longevity is going to be increased, and it's just part of your word, Lord, and you just speak it and it happens. And that's how it's always been, Lord. And we know that the lion and the lamb will lay together. There's no, the animosity will be taken away and everything will be purified. So we're just looking forward to that great day, Lord, where people will get along and no more fighting. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.